Hello, this is Reverend John Harfouch, and you're listening to the Christian Harfouch Ministries podcast. We have a message for you today from Apostle Dr. Christian Harfouch. For more information, live broadcasts, and video teachings, connect with us online at globalrevival.com and join us every week for the Christian Harfouch Ministries podcast.
Do you have your Bibles?
Yes.
Well, let's all stand to our feet. That means stand. And we're going to locate two portions of the scriptures. If you could find the fourth chapter of Ephesians, and then we're going to go there first and keep your location in the 12th chapter of the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians and 12, but we're going to start with the epistle of Paul to Ephesus, to the Ephesians, and we're going to look at chapter 4. And beginning to read with verse 8. Ready? Read. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, where that they lie in wait to deceive. All right, let's stop. Hold the Bible above your head. This is the Word of God.
This is the Word of God.
Not an opinion.
Not an opinion.
Not tradition.
Not tradition.
Not subject to debate.
Not subject to debate.
Alive.
Alive.
God said,
I believe.
And that settles it.
And that settles it.
He is who he says he is.
He
will do what he says he will do. I am who he says I am.
I have what he says I have.
And as I believe now,
I can do what he said I can do.
Now, if you believe it, set your Bible down and give the Lord a greatest shout of praise. Glory, glory, glory. Well, I love you. I appreciate you. You may be seated. We will go to our second address in the Word of God, but I felt directed to start talking to you along these lines because nothing less than 100% victory in God belongs to you. I'm going to say that again. Victory, 100%, is yours now. The Apostle Paul unfolds the sacred scriptures, linking our spiritual growth to the finished work of the Lord. He said, the same one that went up first went down. It's death on the cross and then deliverance to the captive. Led captivity to heaven then poured out his spirit to fill the earth with his power. I want you to hit someone here tonight and say, catch this. And he gave gifts unto men, and he gave these apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, so that the saints, the people of God, can experience what we just read, to grow up into him in all things. In 1986, in Whittier, California, Dr. Robin and I were in our bedroom when we lived in Whittier. And we were talking to one another, not necessarily talking about spiritual things. Scripture. When the visitation of the Lord moved in a powerful, supernatural way, filled our room like you cannot imagine. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that. Just moved in, and then the power of the Lord, I remember till today, started coming out of my hands into Robin's stomach like water from a hose, like a fire hose, and like a gushing power. For the first time in my ministry, in my life, I felt like I thought there's somebody bigger than me living on the inside of me. Now, you don't have to experience that to form your theology on it. The Word of God tells us that. But when you experience that and you know that there is no end to his capacity through you, you'll grow in your ability to believe God. Thank you for your enthusiasm. And the power of the Lord just thrust Dr. Robin into a vision, and I won't belabor the thing. Many of you may have seen an illustration of the vision on our magazine that we put out years ago, probably in 1990. Is that what it was, Dr. Robin? Is that what it was in the 80s? And called America the Next Mission Field. That vision, that visitation, that power coming, and that glory present in a way that very few times over the years it's happened when the Lord visited us, thrust us into an experience with the Lord. And when the Lord uses Robin and I, he uses us like a synchronized unit. We have been put together by heaven, and therefore we're anointed by heaven, and we're used by heaven that way. And it doesn't always happen when we're together that way, but when it happens that way, it happens that way. Does that make sense? So what I'm telling you now is about where you are living now. Forty-five minutes of this power and this visitation, and then little by little the presence started pulling back. Didn't stop, but it started pulling back a little bit. And then when it surfaced, then we could talk, because we felt it was like wrong protocol to try to even talk. How many understand? Probably 40, 50 minutes. Who knows? When you're living in the spirit, you don't really, unless you have a watch or a clock. And, we could talk. Dr. Robin said, Christian, she said, I was in the middle of a 3D vision. I went off in the spirit. I said, I know, we did. She said, well, here's what I saw. I saw a giant, a huge giant. And he had nail prints in his hands, nail prints in his feet, a sword coming out of his mouth, fire coming out of his eyes, shafts of light coming out of his hands. He was standing on top of a seven-headed dragon that had seven different faces. And the dragon could not move out from under the feet of this giant. And demon spirits were running in terror in every direction in the vision. And you've heard this at International Miracle Institute, but this is where you're living. I'm telling you that in Ephesians, this is where you're living. You're living on top. So somebody said, well, it's never been like this. Well, how about seven heads and seven faces? How about all of the power of the air? And I said to you, the giant is the body of Christ, the church in the last days. The reason it has nail prints in his hands and nail prints in his feet is because I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but it's Christ who lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So prakete, we have the testimony of having been buried with him in baptism and were raised to live in newness of life. So we have that testimony. When he died for us, he took away what we used to be. And we're no longer under the dominion of the enemy. He set all things under our feet. Glory be to God. I don't want to preach tonight. I want to talk to you. Tapora lama shteketele babediste. Ke jene mandaka. I want to remind the church that you don't have to rewind to the first century to have full power. You just have to bring the power available into the 21st century. My God, my God. I don't have to be convinced that if I lived under the age of the founding apostles, it would be better. No, 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 no. I'm closer to this end of triumph than any generation has ever been before. I'm going to stop. Woo, glory. My God. My God. And I said the reason that he's got a sword coming out. The giant is the body of Christ. Nail prints in his hands and his feet, crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, lives. The reason he's got fire coming out of his eyes, because discerning of spirits and discernment will be so alive in the lives of frontline men and women of God that we will not be gullible people. We will not be listening to deceivers and whatever. We just read it. Glory be to God. We will know exactly how to penetrate in victory and attack the finish line with authority. And the reason it's got a sword coming out of its mouth, the church will speak the word of God. Hallelujah. We'll keep the word in our heart and in our mouth. That's the word of faith which we preach. Up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. No, 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 no to cancer. Yes to Christ. No to sickness. Yes to the Spirit of God. No to doubt. My God. No, no to anxiety. No to fear. My God, the greatest hour in your life is upon you now. Glory, glory, glory. And so Kedya Namashta, the reason there's shafts of light coming out of his hands, because the working of miracles, gifts of healings, and great faith will be flowing, the gifts that do. Hit someone, say the power gifts.
Power gifts.
Hit someone, say the power gifts.
Power gifts.
The gifts that do. Well, how are we going to get the power gifts? Listen, many of us were told at some time in our lives, or we heard sometime in our Christianity, that those power gifts belonged to the power ministries, like apostles and prophets, that are no longer part of the church. And we were taught and told and heard that when that apostolic age ended, those power gifts went missing. Anybody hear that stuff? Just wave at me if you've heard that stuff. God is not talking about what he lost when some men went home with the Lord. He's talking about what he poured out upon his church that is alive today. I'm going to stop. Oh, you're more than equipped to face the age. You're more than equipped to face the adversary. You're more than equipped to oppose the adversity and magnify the Savior. You're more. You're more. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I said the reason. See, it came to me. And what it did, it just came to me. Interpretation of the vision just came to me. This has happened and happens a lot in my ministry. Huh, Dr. Robin? And this is what I'm doing right now. I'm actually doing interpretation of the mind of Christ to you. This is not a sermon. You came one way, but you're not going to leave the way you came. Your quality, your status, your ability, your thoughts, your health. You're going to another level. You're going to another level. My God. My God. My God. My. Power on your life. Glory to God. 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 Yeah. Right. In the name of the Lord, you came one way, but you're going to leave another way. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout yes. Someone, right now, I'm going to stop. Someone needs a miracle in your left shoulder. You need a miracle in your left shoulder. Run up here real quick. Run up here. It's not a prayer time. It's just a miracle time. It's that one, huh? Come on, sir, young man. Woo, glory. What happened there?
Fell down.
You fell? Thank you, Jesus. All of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. All of it, all of it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for helping. Thank you guys for helping. Thank you for helping. Thank you for helping. Please don't. Just stay in that anointing. Go ahead and pray. Let's stay in that. You may be seated. Do we have a few more minutes?
Yes.
We have a few more minutes?
Yes.
And so the reason it's the church, I said, the reason the church is standing on top of the seven-headed dragon is because the church in the last days will know its authority and its dominion and exercise it fully over all of the power of the enemy. And the reason it's all of the power of the enemy is seven heads. So all of the power the devil has. Can you imagine if all of the power the devil has was in manifestation in the world? How many think the world has gone through some changes?
Yes.
Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. How many think the world's gone through some changes?
Yes.
It doesn't matter, you know, you could be 25 years young or 18. And if you have sins, you'll be able to discern or detect that some things are changing derogatorily or different than they should be changing. The point is that you're closer to seeing more blatant manifestations of the power of your enemy than former generations, excepting the ones in the Bible, have been facing. Your parents didn't face the world you're facing, not on this level. And you say, well, why are you telling me that, Doc? Because I want you to get an image of you on top. So somebody might say, well, Dr. Frush, that was just a vision. No, that was Ephesians. We just read it. And he gave gifts unto men for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith unto a perfect man. The vision was confirmation of the word we were already preaching. Should I stop?
No.
Woo, glory to God. Glory.
Glory.
Glory to God.
Glory.
So the reason, the seven heads. That seven is the number of completion, the number of fullness, and in this case, it's the negative. it's the powers that don't tolerate, would not like to tolerate, good things. And so, if you have the ability in God, and you do, we're going to see it in a minute. See, if I don't remind you of this, you'll look back to yesteryear and think that you had victory at a time that was easier. And you'll misassess the available power that's with us right now and the available authority that's with us right now. Greater is he that is in you. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Glory to God. And the reason the dragon-like creature had seven different faces is because seven is the number of completion, and faces are angles of attack. And I said, the Lord said, it does not matter what face the enemy will use to try to get victory over the church. The Lord will give his body, the church, the wisdom, the power, the ability, and the disposition to stand on top. Victory in the house today. Glory, 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 glory. So till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Notice this verse of scripture does not say that we're going to have to wait till Christ returns for us to come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. That means perfection is not predicated upon a moment in history. It's predicated upon what Christ did and what we accept that he did. And so it does not matter what day you're living in. You're living on top if you're living with Jesus. My God, I feel the power of the Holy Spirit. My God. Now, child of God, if momentarily or for a season or for a year or two or for 7 years or whatever the case might be, you may have gone through trying times or challenging times. You may have gone through struggles or all of that. Do not let the enemy lie to you and tell you that I am saying you don't go through nothing. I never said that. But I said don't let what you've gone through affect your attitude to where you no longer expect your living God to move. Because he's going to move into your room, into your life, into your house, into your business, into your call. Glory. You're the salt of the earth. God needs his body, the church, to salt the world. That we're the salt of the earth. Salt is the preservance. Salt is what stops the decay. This world without us is in trouble, but this world with us is preserved, is protected. I don't want to preach. Till we all come there. You going to stay standing? You going to like... So that we henceforth or from now on do not walk as children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. Okay. The winds that toss people that do not have sound doctrine. If you have sound doctrine, you won't get tossed. You might go through the storm, but you'll keep on your compass and you'll endure in the middle of it, and all hands will be on deck. And by the time, my God, hey, fire on you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Take that. Oh, yeah. Bring her over here. Yeah. Everybody shout free. I love you. And the reason that demonic spirits were running in the vision in every direction, it's biblical. It says when your enemy comes against you one way, he'll flee before you seven ways. So if the leader of the evil camp is under the feet of the church, what are the little guys going to be doing? And so I believe we have one magazine or maybe two somewhere around our properties or whatever, but in Full Circle, Dr. Robin, we have that mission, America, the next mission field. And if you see it, you could see the artwork that we did to portray that vision manifesting what we preached out of Ephesians to the body of Christ since the 80s. Now, when you look around, next time your internet, your telephone, your tele-whatever tells you it's never been this bad before, remember that you are a member of the great giant standing on top. There is victory in your life, authority in your home, health in your body, wisdom in your mind, will, and emotions, and giftings manifested in your life. You're going to run like you've never run before. You're going to live like you never lived before. God is going to lift you. God is going to bless you. God is going to award you. God is going to reward you. Hey! Rebroke telemandekai. Bravene magdere in meskeste. Sekyotere le mavavane in mamashta. Ked yo lo breva ketere le mandekai. Glory, 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 glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you may be seated if you can, please. I'm going to take a few minutes and I'm going to teach a little bit if I can. We see here, and we can go to a lot of epistles, but we see here through the epistle to the Ephesians, that the ministry gifts, bringing the teaching and the impartation. Hit someone and say impartation. Impartation is greater than a lesson. Are you listening to me? Both are important. Both are actually equally important. With a lesson, a Bible lesson, you might never have an experience. You might have just a theory. I didn't say you will, I said you might. With a lesson, you might not have an experience, you might have a theory. With an impartation, you might have an experience, and without a lesson, you might lose it. Do you remember in our scriptures, the Lord comes? Well, I'm going to take my time today because I have a school of ministry in the morning. Anybody learning anything?
Yes.
The Lord set the disciples on the ship and sent them. And do you remember we're rowing? We're out there stuck in the storm. And the Lord comes walking on the water. Now, you know this. And somebody said, I know the story. No, you don't know what I'm going to say. He came walking on the water. And then fear hit everybody. And the disciples said, it's a ghost. And the Bible said, immediately the Lord said, be of good courage or be of good cheer. It is I. Didn't he? Isn't that the word?
Yes.
What did Peter say? He said, if it is you, bid me to come to you on the water. Why would anyone say to someone, tell me to come to you, unless the person saying it is expecting an impartation to do something he couldn't do before? Not a lesson. The lesson came after. The impartation happened. He stepped out and walked like the Lord. You're going to walk like the Lord. You have walked like the Lord. There's been seasons in your life when you got 100-fold. There's seasons in your life when you got 30. And there's seasons in your life when it looked like it wasn't happening. Are you catching it? Should I stop? So he's walking to the Lord, and then he gets distracted because the winds are boisterous. And when he does, he begins to sink. And that's where the Lord rebukes him and said, why did you what? Doubt. And he lifted him up because he cried out for help. And that's what we talked about. Challenging things could happen to you. There's an explanation for them. And you thank God that somebody today might mention you from the lectern or the pulpit. But in Peter's case, he got put in the Bible. So that through all eternity, oh, you're the guy that sunk. And he said, but I'm the guy that walked with Jesus. Come on, somebody. Come on. How many would like the Lord to impart to you the ability to walk and live like you've never walked or lived before? So the fivefold ministry gifts are given by the Lord so that we would, through him, interpret, if you will, or disclose the mind of Christ in moments like this where inspiration and the living word of God, because we have the written word of God. Everybody can judge whether or not what's being said is biblical or Bible. So now when we disclose or we break down the bread of life like that, you're receiving way beneath the surface an impartation that is not only a lesson of moral standing, but an infusion of divine change. So that you don't live a theoretical Christian life. You live a victorious one. You don't have a theory only. You have an experience with the person that has become the resident of this house. Glory be to God. His house. Hallelujah. So he lives in you because you have a personal relationship with him. He lives in us individually, and he lives in us collectively as the great body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Go with me, please, to the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. First Corinthians and chapter 12. Now, in this chapter, there are 9 manifestations of the Holy Spirit that are listed. 3 gifts that we call gifts that see, 3 gifts that we call gifts that say, or utterance gifts, and 3 manifestations that we call gifts of power or gifts that do, the performance gifts. I like to say it this way, anytime God does anything in the area of performance, an expression of one of the attributes of power that he lists, working of miracles, gifts of healings, or special faith or great faith, is in manifestation. Does that make sense? Yes. Now, of course, prophets were moved by the Holy Spirit. They perceived word of knowledge, word of wisdom. They prophesied. Isn't that right? They had discerning of spirits. They had the utterance gifts, and they had the revelation gifts. But then when they had a sign that took place, and then in our New Testament times, then you see the power that takes place is the power gifts. Now, some churches, because of tongues and interpretation, are you interested in this? Because of tongues and interpretation of tongues, and maybe some denominations don't believe that that still exists, they have 7 manifestations that they believe in. They believe in prophecy. They don't believe that you need tongues and interpretation of tongues, which is equivalent to prophecy. They have 7. How many understand? We believe that all nine of them are available today. Now, if you look with me, please. Are you there?
Yes.
Can I teach a little bit?
Yes.
How many I am I do I have here? And if you're not in International Miracle Institute,
why?
And so if we look, and the word here, and I won't bore you with it, he says, to another faith, talking about special faith or great faith, by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing, and the better rendition of that, gifts of healings, by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles. And so now you see the power gifts. Can you see that? So those are resident in the same church that the Apostle Paul was talking, the New Testament church, that the Apostle Paul was talking to in the epistle to the Ephesians regarding ministry gifts. So that you have two kinds of gifts. You have apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, ministry gifts. And you come over here and you have the manifestation of the power of God happening through and in the middle of God's people. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So hit somebody and say three power gifts. Now I say that for a reason. Because in the 1980s, the Lord spoke to me. Is that when it was, Dr. Robert? And I'd been ministering since 70 something. 76 informally, and then formally, I mean, I only count church meetings. Before that, pseudo church gatherings like Full Gospel Businessmen, other events like that, ministered in those, and in those count. How many believe that they count?
Yes.
But the Lord said to me, he said, Christian, why do we see more utterance gifts and more revelation gifts in the church than we see power gifts? And of course, I told the Lord, well, I don't know, Lord. Why? Because the Lord never asks you because he doesn't know. And from that decade, the Lord started teaching me and taught me how to utilize or use authority that's granted to my office. What I'm called to stand in, use that authority to grab a hold of the equipment necessary to perform my job better for the people of God, to help the people of God. Amen. Now I'm going to stop. In your life, there are areas that you'll get greater results of victory if you got a hold of the power manifestations of God in your life. Certain things would have delayed and tarried a lot longer had you not gotten a hold of this tonight and gotten a hold of what's being said tonight. But as you're getting a hold of that, one thing you never lose is the God-granted authority. You have exousia 24 hours a day. You have authority 7 days a week. It doesn't matter how you feel. You have the ability to make up your mind to believe God. You can believe God despite your feelings. You can believe God despite your surroundings. You can believe God despite your adversary. But you're going to get a hold of the available infusions of the Spirit of God and certain things that would have taken a long time. Because you might have a revelation about it. You might have prophesied about it. And as long as you're just utterance and visionary, it'll keep slipping away from you. But when that gifts of healings and working of miracles start coming near your life and you grab it, you're going to run off of this visitation. You're going to get results in your life. Next time you come back tomorrow or the day after or next week, it's going to be miracles that have transpired in your life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
All right, you may be seated. How many understand what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And for a moment, if I can, let me explain to you. Can I explain?
Yes.
You know what I'm doing now, right? I'm interpreting the mind of Christ to you. Now, because you have the mind of Christ, you can put the pieces together and agree or disagree. How many know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
You can either agree or disagree. I'm interpreting to you what the Spirit of the Lord is bringing to you in the now. First, let me ask you a question. Do you believe that it was a better circumstance in the world several decades ago than the world now you're living in now, where expeditious acceleration of misinformation and monitoring and educational problems and family challenges? The answer is that you're living in more challenging times. So do we need the power gifts less?
No.
So now, what we have is an authority given by God, not to merely endure the beatings of the enemy against our lives, but to utilize our authority to hit back and get some results. Glory to God. Well, let's look. Let me show you a verse. Look up the page a little bit, please. And the Apostle Paul explains it regarding spiritual gifts or spiritual manifestations or spirituals, the things of the Spirit. He says there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God which works all in all. I want us to notice something here. Manifestations of the Spirit, same Spirit. So now if we're talking about gifts of healings, working of miracles, great faith, same Spirit.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Same Spirit. And diversities, or rather, differences of administrations. That word is ministries. Differences of ministries, but it's the same Lord. The Lord Jesus, isn't it? The Lord Jesus the Christ. So notice, he's not functioning in all these various ministries without manifestations of the Spirit. Is he? No, our Lord is apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, deacon, everything else. And he never functioned in ministry without the availability of the power of the Spirit so he can give us an impartation. Hit someone and say, I'm getting this right now. Boy, I feel good. I feel so good. I am so thankful to the Lord for overcoming death, hell, and the grave. I'm so grateful to gain the victory for me. I'm so grateful to Jesus. I am so grateful to the Lord. And he did not, listen, he did not only come down from heaven. He came down from heaven and became fully man. My God. He came down to a world that is dominated by the so-called God of this world. Phew. He did not only win on top of the planet, but he went down into my, he went down. He came into the living room, the house of the adversary, and ransacked his house. Glory to God. So he can pour upon us gifts unto men, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, so that we could stand in the last of the last days on top
of all of the power of the enemies. And that day is now. You're on top. You're the head, not the tail. Always going over, not under. My God, you're blessed and you're going in, and blessed and you're going up. You're redeemed. And you're going to proclaim it, redeemed. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. So you did not come to demonstrate ministry and then deprive me of the ability. Because I can't be apostolically like the Lord or prophetically like the Lord in any way. You can't be anything like the Lord if all you had was the title. You know, you're not what people call you. But you are what God calls you. I said you are what God calls you. Sometimes, you know, this thing is not working right, but I'm going to deal with it later. Right now it's just a minor irritant, just like your temporary contradiction. Hey! Hey! Glory to God for it. Glory to God. You're the head, not the tail. My, my, my. Diversities of gifts, the same Spirit, differences of administrations or ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it's the same God that worketh all in all. Now, the operations of God, when they get performed or operated, their power gift manifested. Like the operation of the resurrection from the dead. Are you catching this? Hit someone and say, we're going to stop here. Do you have a minute? I'm serious. You may be seated. Wow. Well, let me just tell you what I'm looking at. When the Lord was declared the Son of God with power by the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead, that was a miracle. Well, you know it was a miracle. You know it was a miracle of healing. It was a miracle of mending his body that had been literally described by Isaiah 53 and described by the knowledge that we have regarding the crucifixion, the torture, the things that he went through to go to the cross. So there was a miracle of healing, not only a miracle of his re-inhabiting his body, but a miracle of also glorifying or raising that body to never die again. And the resurrection from the dead is literally meaning to stand up. So when we get called by God into this life, we stand up. It is normal. Now I'm talking about standing up. What am I talking about? Standing for a cause only? No, not standing for a cause only. It includes that. But the resurrection and the life lives in us.
Yes.
So the power gifts relevant to healings,
working of miracles and the operation of great faith live in us. Does that make sense? And it operates in our spirit. He operates in our spirit, our soul, and our body. So being raised together with him is also basically also raised to stand up in the God kind of life. The resurrection and the life is the person. Isn't that what the Lord told Lazarus' sisters? Isn't that what he said? And we said, oh yeah, the day will come when he will rise. He said, I am the resurrection. Put your hands on your spirit. Stand up on your feet. I'm going to read to you this. Keep your right hand on your spirit. Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all authority or power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. This scripture, and you find it in Matthew, the 28th chapter, and the Lord is declaring all power or authority, the word is exousia, ability or privilege, in heaven and in earth. So the Lord is appearing to us and he's saying the Great Commission. But he's saying, I'm going to give you the Great Commission based on the fact that I've received for you ability and privilege in heaven and in earth. And hit someone with the other hand and say, heaven. In some of the early translations, in some of the early translations is the heavens. So the Lord said, all authority in the heavens and the earth. So it reaches to the third heaven. That's my point. So the authority the Lord gave us in the name of Jesus reaches to the third heaven to receive from the most excellent provisional realm of God. Also reaches this world with the ability that the Lord has given us. We have a privilege to believe that we're on top and the enemy is under our feet. And we have the privilege of grasping the power necessary to enforce such status. If you believe it, shout like you never shouted in your life.
Thanks for joining us on the Christian Harfouch Ministries podcast. Join us on our other podcast, Miracles Today. Connect with us at globalrevival.com, and we'll see you next week.